The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome back. This is Jeff again, your Chemical Reporter. It is currently winter in many countries, so our question today has to do with a warm topic. Mathis in Hüchberg, Germany would like to know, how does a pocket warmer work? I'm sure you know of those practical plastic pouches which heat up as soon as you bend the metal plate lid inside. A good thing to have during winter, warm fingers are just a pants pocket away. But how does it work without fire or a battery? Another secret that can be revealed through chemistry. The tightly sealed plastic pouch contains sodium acetate, the salt from normal vinegar. Its chemical framework is made of single salt crystals and also contains three molecules of water. The complete structure is then called sodium acetate trihydrate. At first, before the pocket warmer is activated, the content is liquid. That's really amazing because its melting point is at more than 50 degrees centigrade. Usually, a substance will become solid below its melting point, not sodium acetate trihydrate. It remains liquid even until minus 10 degrees centigrade. The undercooled fluid remains suspended, hanging out, you could say, waiting to suddenly become solid. Chemists call this a metastable condition. The condition remains constant, although actually not stable at all. As mentioned, the metastable condition can change very quickly. The moment you bend the metal platelet swimming in its fluid, it sends a kind of wake-up call. The emerging sound waves of this gentle click cause the fluid to condense for a moment. This small shockwave is enough to set off the crystal's growth. They continue to grow until the entire fluid is solid. The metal platelet is where the first crystals emerge. This spot, where the growth begins, is known as the seed crystal. The pocket heater becomes quite warm through this process. You see, there was latent warmth stored all along in the fluid. The exact amount of energy it takes to make the crystals become fluid. When the fluid becomes solid at the drop of a dime, this energy is again released, warming up to its melting point of approximately 54 degrees centigrade. It maintains this temperature until it is completely solid or after about 1 to 2 hours. The pocket warmer is then cold. In order to use it again, you must liquefy the sodium acetate once more. The best way to do that is simply to put the pocket warmer into boiling water, thus loading it up with energy so it can be used again. By the way, you can repeat this process about 100 times. So, with a little chemistry, your fingers don't ever have to freeze. But don't forget to keep your ears warm. Next week, there will be another reason to listen up. Another fascinating bit of chemistry. Until then, this is Jeff, your chemical reporter, saying ciao for now.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.